now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, aka the Gambit Master, and I'm here with Crypto Crier. To be honest, you're just the Pepe Master, man. You're just killing it. But we're back. We're nerding, even though Crier is like the king nerd now. He can literally do whatever he wants now. But Crier, just tell the people what you decided to, not specifics, but what did you just do?
I missed out big time on Doge and last cycle. I had people calling me left and right, telling me, oh, what do you know about Doge? What do you know about Doge? I don't know. It seems really cool. Or I'm just like, nah, it's a worthless waste of time. Don't buy that. Don't buy that. Don't buy that. And I watched it go from
zero, you should have bought.
Yeah, to 70 cents or whatever.
Oh,
yeah. Millions of percent. And really? I got some vibes from the Pepe on that. It has the same meme ability that I think Pepe's is bigger in meme ability than
in
Doge.
In the crypto
personally.
World, yeah. In the crypto world.
Yeah, but people recognize like, that.
I don't think that many people, if I showed it to a random person on the street, they'd be like, what the heck is this? But if I showed someone the dog, here's the thing. Obviously, everyone knows what Dogecoin is, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get what you're saying, 110%. Obviously, when you think of Pepe, you're on the internet.
I've seen on Reddit, not in
yeah,
crypto,
Reddit,
I mean,
Twitter.
Reddit,
if you're on that side of the dark web, you know what a Pepe is, and
the weird internet.
You probably know what it is, the weird internet side. And we all know everyone has.
We've all
weird
seen
side.
It. We've all seen it somewhere. You might not know exactly what it is, but you've
exactly.
Seen
you're like,
it
before, wait, sure. I've seen that before. But put but, in yeah. To make it simple, Crier, for all the people. Crier put X amount of money in. And he took X amount of money out. And the X amount of money that he took out was X, a lot of X's, a lot of O's. So congratulations to Crier. But like I said, we're still nerds. We're still here every day or every 2 days out of the week at least. And we have a great episode for you guys. And it's actually topics that are going to range a little bit on the time side of things. Because the second topic we're going to talk about, it literally passed both of our heads. And we got to talk a little bit about that, which is one of the most viewed shows in like the world, at least in America, is The Masked Singer, and they jumped into the NFT space without either of us knowing, number one. But the first thing I want to talk about, which hits home for both you and I a lot more than The Masked Singer, is Pokemon cards. So in the last few weeks, there's been a massive controversy with Pokemon cards. So obviously, if you don't know what a Pokemon card is, you probably shouldn't be listening to this show. But just to say it, it's a little game. There's Pikachu. You probably know who Pikachu is. And there's cards. And they've been super famous for a very long time, over, 20, 30 years?
Sure.
And what had happened was, and this is where the NFT game or the blockchain should help this out, is in the last few weeks, since 2021, Pokemon's been trying to figure out what the heck's going on, the sense of the workers that actually help make these cards. And it turns out that on the printing side, a lot of those people working there have been stealing all the rare cards. So a lot of people always complain, I get all these Pokemon cards and I never get a rare card. I never do this. I never do that. It actually, the reason, it doesn't add up. And the reason is because it turns out people that work there at the printing side of things have been stealing all those cards and going to their like local trading card like shop and selling them in loads of 50, 60, 70 of the same exact card. And some idiot that was doing that decided to post it on the internet. Which then led into a rabbit hole of, oh crap, this is not just him. It's like a bunch of people doing it.
It's
so
like a
Crier,
whole racket.
What's going on? What do you think could happen?
As soon as you say all this, I literally think of the whole McDonald's monopoly thing. Like
exactly.
There's a couple people in charge. That guy was literally selling the winning lottery tickets for $1 million to people for 200 grand. So just people are greedy. People are inherently greedy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're going to get the easiest way to get money is going to, and it's presented to them, they're probably going to take it like 95% of the time. You have to do a ton of due diligence to keep everything up to snuff. Or there's this thing called blockchain. Have you heard of this, RSG?
Wait, what's that?
It's a thing that you don't have to rely on a person to be proven and trustworthiness.
What the?
Doesn't make any sense. Way. This is what the future of it will be. Now that we have the ability to, first of all, randomly generate anything, you can pull from a set numbered collection and then generate those rarities based on the inputs that you put in. So if you only want 1% of those 100,000 cards to be the holographic Charizard, that's what you put 1%. Boom. That's randomly, and all the 100,000 packs
all public, all on the blockchain, transparency. Sure. So, Cryer, just let me tell you.
They don't take up boxes and boxes of space. They don't.
What are you talking about?
On the Magic side, I had moving boxes worth of Magic cards from the back in the day, man. Like, it was insane. So again, like, the idea that you can prove that they're actually the rarity that they say they are, number one, you don't have people skimming off the top, stealing. You have to rely on the whole chain to be clear and it can't be opaque. Now you can. The whole chain is clear. You can see everything that happens.
Yep.
The ability to transfer them to anybody in the world instead of like
your
local card store is a big win. You can then play with anyone in the world because now it doesn't require you to be in person sitting next to them to play a game.
Yep.
Like, infinite number of wins here and
possibilities.
And
absolutely.
Possibilities. And not too long ago, Pokemon's looking for super high.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Super high up level blockchain engineering, business development roles, overarching just like big picture roles as well. They had, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 listings, I believe. Right. And this is obviously why it's been a scandal. That's a huge scandal for real.
Absolutely. So pretty much what's going on this side is that they're saying that the investigation can go all the way back to 2020, and employees of the Pokemon printing factories have been stealing cards off the product line. Like we said before, thousands of cards were stolen from the Fusion Strike expansion back in 2021. One famous stolen collection was valued between anywhere from $200,000 to $600,000. Crazy. It's insane. So the whole thing that happened pretty much was there's a viral video of a secret rare cards that were stacked on a table, and they were all from the 2021 Fusion Strike set. And turns out that's what led them to go into an investigation on the Pokemon employees, and that was back in January 2022. So now they're just all like one picture, then a second picture showed up, and a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, and all these just started coming out. And if you're a thief, you're not smart, or you could be smart. But besides the point, like you said, Cryer, it's crazy how the transparency aspect of it changes the game when you think about NFTs, when you think about trading cards, when you think about just assets.
Would you rather spend thousands and thousands of dollars on something that's not, you're not going to get, or would you just rather accept that NFTs have a purpose and use them? I don't understand the disconnect here. It's like literally insane to me that people still hate them like with a passion. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me that you go on a gaming site or something like that, and it's just, even the publications are just inherently against the NFT side. Like, they're written with like the caustic verbiage against NFTs.
All right. For everyone listening to this, just put on Google, you're going to put Pokemon cards stealing, Pokemon cards getting stolen, all rare cards. That's what I put. Probably could have made it easier for myself. The one that's dotsports.com, shout out to them. No idea who the heck they are. .esports, excuse me. You can literally see the picture, Cryer. Oh. It's literally a line of, each line is the same card. Same there's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So there's 10 cards of the same one, and there's 2, 3, 4, 5, like, 8 rows, 9 rows. Like, 80, it's insane. Cards. Yeah, 80, 90 cards, probably 100, 120. And they're the same exact thing. And what happened was that the trading card store started, wait a minute, this is a little fishy. What's going on here? So they reported it to Pokemon, the company, and that's when they started that investigation. But again, this is how it solves it. And actually, I want to bring up a little tweet from a recurring guest on the show of Nerd FT Radio, and artist of Deadfellas, one of my favorite, as well as Cryer's favorite NFT projects. By the way, Cryer still likes NFTs, just not Pepe. Psych, the co-creator and artist, this is what he tweeted. So there, number one, he replied to a tweet from a guy that's massive in the Pokemon side of things. Oh, actually, it was an NFT person that tweeted it and saying, hey, what's going on? Pokemon just rugged. But it was a video of a big guy in the Pokemon scene and pretty much stating the whole entire scandal that we just went ahead and explained. And what Psych replied to it in quotes was, tokenization of cards and packs would fix this. Open view supply pool that a pack can pull from. On-chain randomness, stake to forge physicals, burn the verification of a physical to unstake, physical first purchase, come pre-stake. There's a lot of things that a lot of people aren't understanding, that it doesn't just have to be an NFT per se. It could
just
be burned.
Just has to prove the
The ownership, the verification, the authenticity, exactly. All these things that unfortunately... Yeah,
in layman's terms, it's like you buy a card, you get proof that it's provable... that it's the randomness that you were told it was. Like there's 100,000 of these. You have one of them. It's serial number 16 out of the 100. It's super powerful. Nuts. And again, like it could be, and look at stuff like HRO. If they don't want to go the full digital route, you can have the, what you call it?
Have them somewhere.
You got, I got them. I can grab them over there a second. No. You can have the physical card with a QR code that scans to then store them digitally also. And again, it's provable that they're this randomness, this stuff.
Thanks.
There was actually some issues with their printing on those, which are not all inherently good, but aren't bad or whatever. But I mean, now they've got the kinks worked out. So if you got those those mess ups, those probably be more valuable in the future.
Absolutely. But it's just super, it's pretty interesting just to see the over arc, like the, just overall aspect of all of this, because again, it doesn't just have to stop at Pokemon cards. It doesn't just have to stop at collectibles, trading cards, things like that. It can go beyond that. It can go to watches, it can go to cars, it can go to house deeds, it can go to any physical item that you can think of. But yeah, that exactly, that's the kicker there. Not everything has to be a freaking NFT, but a lot of the things that we love and care for as humans, because humans love to collect things. If it's from the things that you see, exactly, assign value. And on the things like me, like all these little toys that I got here, or someone that goes to every state in America. Actually, no, we can't do that. How would we make an NFT of, I was going to say, a rock from every state in America? You're not going to make that. But you can do a lot of things with the blockchain, from deeds, from verifications, from license plate, from cars, watches, purses, like all these things that could just help people stop getting scammed. And unfortunately for the humankind, there are bad eggs in the world that are trying to do that to people and scam
people. That's
actually
one of the ways that I got my aunt, she came to my house recently to visit, to understand like what I was talking about and what I was doing. She like really likes purses. She's really big into the handbag thing. But she also likes to buy and sell them like
eBay, Mercari, anything
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, Mercari. She loves Mercari.
Mercari
Facebook
too. Ooh.
So I'm like, you bought that. She was talking about a Tiffany necklace. She's, oh, I knew this was a real one. I bought it for $80 from somebody off eBay. And she had to go through all this stuff and had the serial number and prove all this stuff. And I was like, or if that was an NFT, you would just have the proof transferred to you. And she's, whoa, that thing's really cool. What is this stuff you're talking about? And I was like, think about your handbags that you're buying and selling, right? Like you have these handbags, you want to prove to somebody online that they're real. Here's my address. Here's all my provable real bags as NFTs. Here's a serial number that match the exact number on the bag. Boom. Proven.
Done. That's it. I understand that we grew up in a world.
It blew her mind. She was like,
"Yeah, it blows everyone's mind, and it takes that second." It's, listen, we've been trying to onboard people for 2 years, Cryer, and all it took was a conversation about purses. That's what it took. So everyone's a little different.
Yeah,
you find that niche.
What they love. Find what they love.
Find what you love. And that's what you and I are trying to do here on Nerd FT Radio with gaming, with the nerds.
But the nerds don't love us.
Video games. The digital assets. They'll come around. Like all these things, imagine being able to verify, transfer, buy, sell, do all these incredible things with the assets that you've literally worked or had fun, all these hours to go ahead and do. And this is what we're trying to talk about. But again, it's going to take some time. Companies like Pokemon, like you said before, Cryer, they see the technology. They understand, hey, this is something that could help our company as a whole, our fans as a whole. The crazy thing about the blockchain that people aren't understanding, that the number one thing, that it's not just like technology and all this crypto and NFT. It literally is going to help people out by not being scammed, by not being like poached by someone online to cause harm, not to cause harm, but to try to get them, to scam them pretty much. So hopefully people can look into it and understand what we're talking about. And that's literally it. But yeah, ooh, I got a little hot right there. I got a little heated right there, but we're good. Like I said, Pokemon even looks at it. They're coming into the space one day or another. I'm worried for all those projects that promise to be the next Pokemon. If Pokemon comes in, literally Pokemon's going to be Pokemon. But
Pixelmon.
We'll see what happens. So Pixelmon, right? By the way, they're ripping for whatever reason. Cryer.
So
we're usually on top of our game with a lot of news. And for some reason,
what happened?
One of the biggest like news stories, and I'll even say that one of the biggest news stories in the NFT space, in the crypto, in the blockchain to NFT, or like massive company coming into the space. I'm like a master at that. I know all of them coming in, except I guess Fox News and Fox, or it's not Fox News, but Fox, which the Masked Singer, which all the people that, you know, you still watch TV and you have cable probably know, it's a massive show that probably one of the number one or number two show viewed on television, actually got into NFTs. And this news broke out in October, early October of 2021. It's 2 years ago. Like 2021.
Oh, shit.
It's been like 2 years and we never talked about this. So pretty much what's going on is Ask the Masked Singer, American Idol, or anything like, what's the other one? The dance one. I forgot what the name is. Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars or whatever.
What people can do is they vote. They do things behind the scenes, all this crazy stuff. If you're a super fan, you love these things, why not get into it a little bit more? And that's what Fox wanted to do with the Masked Singer, which is that they launched an NFT pack that would allow you to go ahead and receive these NFTs that you're going to be able to pretty much do multiple things with. It's going to allow you to get into token gated events, token gated things online. On top of that, you're going to be able to vote, a bunch of things that are just going to allow you to get more embedded into the, they call it the, what do they call it? They have a something verse. It's really freaking funny. Hold up. It's called the Mask Verse. And that's going to allow you to get in and like just be more of a fan that you already are. And you're going to be able to go in and vote for the people that you think the Masked Singer is. That's what the show's all about. Who is the singer behind the mask? And while you have that NFT and you're voting, you're actually going to receive like loyalty points. It's going to be weekly, a bunch of things that you can unlock for just participating. So when we talk about all these NFT projects and what crypto and the blockchain can do, Fox literally grabbed it by the horns and decided to implement it, which is, again, it's like governance. Like you're able to, if you have the NFT, you're able to vote. That voting and participating gives you a token, gives you something back where you can get merchandise, you can get tickets, you can get all these incredible things. But Cryer, how the heck did we not know about this?
Yeah, in October, that was the doodles, man. So we were deep.
Oh, we were just making a bunch of, oh yeah, guys, that's why. We're pumping. That's
what. But we definitely should have caught this one. I think it's cool. It looks like they just, I guess their season just launched. Now they're having a token gated fan experience. There's going to be a new eligibility for them, and there's going to be $50. It looks like there's going to be 1,050 total limited supply. So pretty small supply. There's 7 million multi-platform viewers per episode of the show on average.
Jesus
so Christ. 1,050 out of that is really tiny. And I think it says you have to have leveled up your loyalty pass to be eligible to buy them. Smart move, right? You build up the loyalty to
participation.
Buy a very rare item in respect to how many people actually might be interested in it, right? Out of the 7 million people, what you say, like 3%, 4% of them would be, 5% of them would probably be interested in something like
that. Absolutely. Maybe, that's all. How many NFTs was it?
1,050. So literally nothing. Yeah, that's not even a percent.
Exactly.
It's very tiny. I think it's a really smart idea, right? You give away these NFTs that they've been having for 2 years. You'd have to watch the show to gain loyalty and level up your pass, essentially. And to be able to vote by voting and doing stuff. Again, with the power of blockchain, it makes it where you don't have to like call in on a phone and see if the numbers are skewed. Realistically, anything that you can view on a mass scale, there is some sort of like money aspect to it, right? People bet on who's going to win the Masked Singer or who's going to win the American Idol. If it's not truly pristine and proven that these are the right votes and everything like that, it's again just how look at our election cycles.
Whoa, you got shadow banned on Twitter. Please let's not shadow ban the podcast. Biden, I'm sorry. Please don't hurt us over here. Thank you, Cryer. Keep going.
But you know what I'm saying? This is like something that's a real problem, right? There's absolutely proving these things in real time is key. So yeah, I think it's a super smart idea. This is not their first NFT either. We've talked about the Crapopolis or whatever, the TV show that with Dan Harmon. Those didn't do very well, but it's still an interesting idea, right?
That's a pretty bad name. It's just the name was too bad.
The name was terrible. There was a lot of problems with that one, to be honest. Yeah, but kind of weird. The NFTs were awful too.
Correct.
But the thing is, that one felt like more like a cash grab to me.
Oh yeah.
This one, we didn't even hear about. I think it's more, it missed us completely. And I think the idea of that is probably a good thing, to be honest, because it didn't go to the people who are, deep in the space, or like it went to people who actually are
our fans
interested. And yeah, it's the whole entire point of a lot of this stuff is the loyalty and the fandom.
I was actually talking to a founder, won't say the name, but he's been on the show before. And I was talking to him about like fandom and holders and everything. And I'm like, hey, Mr. XYZ, you understand that your holders aren't fans. They're here for money. And he's money. That's why people are here for it. I'm like, holders aren't real fans. You need lore. You need background. You need all these things. Yes. You need a hit piece. You need something to then have fandom. And he's like, oh, I don't believe you. I don't agree with you. I'm like, all right, listen, I'm the one sitting here with a crap ton of freaking Funkos, Marvel, One Piece, DC, Star Wars, all these things. And I can tell you what I see with these cool cats and all this and Doodles, Gutter, Apes, all this stuff. That's not fandom. There are some, don't get me wrong, but it's not the majority. It's definitely the minority of it. And it's super cool to see it on the Masked Singer side of things where those fans, true fans, are going to be able to get it. So before I was rambling a little bit, but this is actually what you're able to do. You have that pass. You're able to then vote who you think will advance. By voting and getting it right, you're going to get points for doing so. On top of that, you would get points by just holding the actual NFT. And there's a leaderboard that keeps track of your ranks amongst fellow fans to display your expertise and dedication to the show. On top of that, you're getting exclusive content that no one gets other than the people that have these NFTs. And the last thing as well, you can redeem your points for digital upgrades, fun experiences, and merchandise. And that is when we think of NFT, what it could do. Like, this is it. This is literally it. What the heck?
I definitely agree, man.
It's just wild. And again, shout out to Fox and the Masked Singer for taking that leap, because we already have seen multiple people taking the leap, and it's bad for them because everyone, screw this.
The two that I would count successful in that realm would be Reddit and them, Masked Singer, even though we didn't really know about it. I don't know how they operate. I'd like to see how they actually operate.
I'm actually looking at it right here. By the way, the number one leader, it's like a horse with fire, and he or she has 49,842 points. Second place has 39,436. So that number one person they're pumping. They're doing. They know who's advancing. It's just, again, super cool to see it. And they're trying to build like that. Like I said before, their Maskverse. They're trying to build it all, which hopefully later down the road can maybe even integrate into other things. So it's just super cool to see it.
Like,
yeah.
you take your mask. If you have a high ranking in your mask points, our next show coming out might be in your alley, up your alley, if you can transfer some of your points over to that next show. Keeps them engaged. Keeps them. Absolutely. There's a lot of touch points to actually connect with your audience. And I think that's what the digital aspect of all this stuff makes it very quick, very easy, and very low overhead, right? You don't have to mass produce all these items. You're not making masks to send everybody. You don't have to have call centers to route all of these calls to collect the data. There's just immense amounts of on the company side, and it helps them a lot. Again, it reduces a lot of their costs. And then on the product side, to a customer, consuming front-facing consumer product, engages them more. They want to keep coming back. Absolutely. They want to. There's a lot of benefits, right?
Hey, I mean, we got been, listen, Cryer. It's over, been
how many episodes
we've had? Like it's been 131 episodes.
132, right?
Yeah, 132. This we've been trying to state what this could do for.
It's always the same shit.
These companies, for these people, it's not just this technology, this crypto, the shit coins and wash trades and all this stuff. It literally can benefit companies. It literally can benefit governments. It literally can benefit the most important part, humans, people. And this is what we're trying to do. And also, by the way, fans of all these incredible, incredible products. If it's a show, if it's a movie, if it's a video game, if it's any of all the, any of these things, like you, this is what we do as humans. We love things and we want more of those things. And this is an opportunity for them to get embedded more into these incredible stuff. I almost said things like five times, so I had to change the stuff there. But other than that, those were two awesome things that we did have to talk to you guys about. The other thing I did want to mention at the end of the show, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter one. Cryer, we have a mint coming up.
It's already 30 minutes.
It's already 30 minutes, right? We're trying to make it short, but to be honest, doesn't look like it's short. But Cryer, we have a mint. Let's hear it. What's the mint coming up?
Yeah. So Wildcard, we did the play demo with them. Me and RSG won once. I won four times, but he won the one that counted.
Thank you.
Nailed it. So if you did get any of our giveaway mints, they will be available tomorrow. First round is at 12 p.m., I think, PST, right? So there's going to be 4,444 of them. They are 44-matic apiece. This is all happening today on 420 when you'll be hearing this. And I'm excited. I love the game. I had a great time playing it. We did an interview with Paul Bettner and Finn, who is the founder and the business development manager or whatever with them. Finn won. Shout out to Finn for hooking us up. But yeah, again, the game play was great. We've played, me and RSG probably played, 15, 20, 30 of these NFT Web3 based games. That one was very good. They had a lot of good gameplay.
Top three.
Yeah.
Top two.
Yeah. Top two. Yeah. What's beating it out?
I was going to say top two and it's not number two. So that's all I was going to say.
So probably one of the best ones we played. Yeah. Similar Absolutely. With me too. Right. The only one I thought that was like actually really polished gameplay and stuff like that. The only thing that comes to mind is Big Time. I think Big Time was really cool.
Agreed.
I think,
agreed.
They did a really good job. And again, that's pretty early, but the loops are there, right? The fun is there. And then Illuvium was also
I was going to say Illuvium's up there. Obviously, this is not type of game like that where it's like open world and all this stuff. Yeah. But that it's not card, every game has to be like aspect. That. It's a card it's like game,
the,
exactly.
It's the trading card game. If you like Pokemon, we've been talking about Pokemon this other episode. If you like Magic, you like all these things. It Marvel combines Snap. The Marvel ability. Snap. Marvel Snap. You like Thank the ability you. Of having the Hero of the Storm, League of Legends style with your card-based game, and they do a really good job of it. So there's lanes and all stuff. So big shout-out to them. They go live tomorrow. I will be minting. RSG's probably going to mint. We got 70 NRN members who got whitelist, so
Boom.
Let's go, baby.
Probably should join NRN. We got some drops for you on that side. The other thing I did want to mention is on 420, shout-out to the Cool Cats. I got to say it. Shadow Wolves are going live, so be on the lookout for the little wolves
We're
on
pumping
Twitter.
Pumping our bags at the end of the episode.
So we'll see. We always pumping, baby. Always pumping. The other thing I did want to mention, the season finale of Mando was yesterday. Wow, that was wild. I'm very upset about one thing, and if you know who's my favorite villain in Star Wars, unfortunately, we just didn't see him. You can go back on episodes, and you can spoil it for yourself, but if you know who that person is, unfortunately, he wasn't in that episode, but everything else of this episode was super awesome. I suggest to see it. I haven't seen Ted Lasso just yet, but those are the two shows right now, rocking and rolling, and I can't All wait right, to man. See the rest. But we gotta go. Keep building, keep showing up, this is the world of I got nothing.
That was bad.
Got it. Just cut it. Peace.
Peace.